Russian President Vladimir Putin is backing away from his very public support for the embattled Ukrainian government, even as he warned other foreign countries not to interfere in the rerunning of the presidential election. Many of the protesters in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev see their cause as part of a centuries-old effort to escape from the long shadow of Moscow. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this profile of one protester in Kiev.
In the snow in front of the Ukraine House Conference Center, formerly the Lenin Museum, volunteers pile wood into a giant stove for making hot tea for a long line of protesters. These are supporters of opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. Local people stream in constantly to donate food or blankets. Vasily Filipchuk is one of many diplomats from Ukraine's foreign ministry who've defected from the government.
At the first day of protests, we all, well, in fact, 500 out of 700 diplomats signed declarations to support Yushchenko.
Filipchuk and his colleagues collected money for medicines to treat protesters, some of whom have colds after long days in the frigid weather. There are lots of people here from Western Ukraine, the citadel of Ukrainian nationalism. 65-year-old Leonid Bonder is one of them. Bonder grabbed a bus to Kiev after hearing Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulate the government's candidate, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Everyone was saying that Putin had announced Yanukovych was president, Bonder says. If Yanukovych is president, then in Ukraine it will be like Russia, where there's no democracy. Bonder recalls his childhood when the Soviets were fighting the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, or UPA, during World War II. The UPA fought against the Nazis as well, though some accused the UPA of its own massacres. Bonder remembers seeing the Soviet police in his village when he was 9 years old in 1946. We were out taking care of the cows and we heard machine guns. It was the Soviet secret police coming to look for UPA fighters, Bonder says. They went around checking all the houses, and if anyone was left inside, they'd take them away. Bonder's father died fighting with the Soviets against the Nazis during the war. But the presence of Stalin's troops made his mother bitter. She joined the UPA insurgents and died fighting against the Soviets in 1948. Bonder recalls two young men in his village who took up arms against the Soviets. They were hiding in a barn when the Soviets came for them, Bonder says. One escaped and ran through a field before the soldiers shot him. Bonder says soldiers then shot the mother of the boys after she tried to stop them from taking the other young man away. Bonder says as an adult, he always knew Soviet power would collapse one day. It wasn't if, but when. Like many protesters here, he sees the current political crisis through the vivid prism of Ukraine's history of occupation by the Poles, the Germans, and for most of recent history, Russia. Bonder looks forward to the end of the month when he believes the current government backed by Moscow will no longer exist. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.